Yeah, Martin, it'd be great. You know, I'd like to get down there to Elbow Room, yeah, down the beach.
That'd be awesome.
One time.
Let's do
sure,
it.
But, oh. Dum Dum, my twin brother's calling.
You had a twin brother?
Yeah, I got it. I haven't talked to him in like a year. I got to talk.
Right. Go ahead. It's okay.
Hello?
Hey, Dean. This is Dum Dum. Yeah, your long lost twin brother. How the heck you doing, man?
All is well, my brother. All is well. How are things with you and the family?
Well, you know, busy. Kids are doing great. Marsha just graduated top of her class. So proud of her. And little Johnny, listen to this, little Johnny, he just turned 8 last Sunday. Got baptized on his birthday. So we're praising God for that and just truly blessed.
That's good.
Of course, my sweet wife still working at the church and taking care of us. I mean, you know how busy. I've been so busy with the working and being a deacon. And,
good.
I'm trying to finish studying up. And
that's another good thing to tell you.
I'm about to complete my degree at the Billy Graham Evangelism School. And I get shook up talking about it. It's so exciting. I'm finally going to complete that.
I'm going to need another one of these.
Yeah, sure. I'll get you.
I might need another one.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, really. I understand.
And I'm going to get out there and, you know, spread the good news and evangelize. And just not to go on anymore, brother, but that's kind of why I'm calling.
I wasn't sure if you had a chance to...
Yeah, I read it.
I mean, I sent that, it was a while ago, but no, I'm glad you got the letter.
And I've got it right here. I was looking at it now. And
what'd you think?
I tell you, to be honest, brother, I mean, I love you. I knew you quit church, and I wasn't a big concerned about that, but I tell you what, after reading this letter and some of these things you're saying, it just seems crazy. And this book, these books apparently by the Zender guy, you know, I looked at it, I took it to my pastor, I talked to my professors.
Did you read it?
And this one professor, you know what, Dean, you'd love this class. There was this class I took last semester. I wish I would have paid more attention. I only got a B in that class. I've been getting A's. I only got a B in that one. And it was all about false prophets and all about false teachers. And I went to that professor, and right away, he had heard of this Zender guy. And he said, you got to just, like, throw it away, like it was satanic.
Did your pastor read it?
No. But I tell you, like I said, that professor, he didn't have to read. He said all those false teachers, it's all the same. It's all, like, I got some notes down here that they were saying all those things, all these satanic false teachers out there. Like I said, he was in a class. I wish he was just in that class. And I'm just concerned for you. That's all it is. I don't know if you're, like, this guy might be a cult leader or something.
You know, only from what my professor said, and some of these things you're saying in your letter,
seem outrageous. I mean, I don't know why he's even telling me this stuff.
What's he talking?
You know, it's kind of funny. It's I'm here now in Florida.
What?
I'm here now in Florida.
You're there now? I mean, you're at Martin Zender's place?
Yeah, with Martin.
Who?
Martin Zender, yeah, the guy, the books I was talking about, all that stuff in my letter, and then that book I wanted you to read, and yeah.
Right now? He's there with you?
I'm here now in Florida.
Who?
But Martin. Yeah, he's here. Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah. Right. Sitting right here by me. I mean, I can, we can talk more privately, or I can... Yes, I tell you what, he'd be glad to talk to you. You know, if you got any questions, you got anything you want to talk about, I know you've been studying scripture, that's all he does, study scripture, yeah. He'd be glad to talk to you. I could put him on the phone if you want. I know he would do that, so if you guys just want to, you can meet him and you can ask him any question you got.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'll talk to him. brother, I'm not going to be easy on him. Because, I mean, I... But, sure. Yeah, let me get some of my notes. Let me get some of my notes ready. I don't really know what to say. Let me, I'll talk to him. Put him on the phone.
All right, I'll put him on the phone.
I'm telling you, he's Satan. He's Satan.
No, he's not Satan. I mean, you know, maybe you can poke fun at him about something, but I guarantee you, he's not Satan. He's not really Satan. He's not Satan.
He's Satan. He's Satan. I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him.
Love you, brother.
I'm telling you, he's Satan. He's Satan.
He thinks you're Satan.
Okay, good. But, good. Yeah. Watch this. Watch this.
Hello, Dub Dub. Nice to meet you. This is the Prince of Darkness. This is Satan himself.
I knew it.
I have a few things to tell you, my friend. The first thing I need to tell you is that God is in complete control of the entire world. Human beings do not have a free will.
Humans tell God. We tell God. I accepted him when I was 7.
And another thing. The Trinity is a false teaching. Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he actually died.
No, Jesus didn't die. He didn't die.
He actually died, yes.
Jesus did not die, Satan, you bastard.
Stop it. Stop your arguing. I'm the Prince of Darkness. You must obey me. And another thing. Eternal torment is a false teaching. It's the worst teaching out there. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. Do you think I like it? No, I don't. But it's true. He died for the sins of the world. Therefore, everyone will eventually spend eternity with God in heaven.
It's not just God love. He's a holy and just God. Sinners have to pay. God can't look upon sin. He can't look at it. He's just. And he's holy. It's not just his God love. Sinners have to pay. They're going to hell. They have to go to hell. Yes, Shelby's going to hell. Yes, she's going to hell.
Dum-dum, hey, I was just kidding. It's a joke. I'm not really Satan. I'm just trying to give you a lesson that things aren't always as they seem. You know, I don't want you to, you know, fall into the trap of thinking that darkness is light and light is darkness. That's all I had to say. Anyway, I'm going to give you back to Dean. Nice talking to you.
Dum-dum. I understand. Hey, I love you, brother. Hey, one quick thing before you go. If you really want to know what Satan sounds like, listen to this.
The Son of God, and you are asked today to receive him. In fact, if you're going to go to heaven, the Bible teaches, you have to receive him. If you're going to have your sins forgiven, you have to receive him. And I'm going to ask you to do it today, and I'm going to ask you to do it publicly. How do you do it?
Still there, dum-dum?
No.
He hung up. Well, yeah.
I can't blame him. I shouldn't have done that maybe with the Satan stuff.
It was good. I thought it was true. It was truth. He'll think about it and maybe we'll, I don't know. It's frustrating.
That's a big maybe. He'll think about it. That's a big maybe, you know. I hope I didn't screw things up for you forever with that guy. But
My family's, he loves me. I love him. But, he didn't, it was good because he didn't realize, I don't think, the depth of, like I said, he knew I wasn't, something was going on. But he didn't really realize. So, yeah, I wrote him that letter. I mean, he's got to think about these things. He's got to know them. So, it's so frustrating, Martin. I don't know. I mean, he thinks his other daughter. He doesn't even talk about this one daughter. He thinks Shelby's going to hell. He talks about his other kids, and somehow he thinks because Shelby's, you know, a little bit out there, and
yeah.
He thinks she's going to hell.
Oh,
I mean, come on, dumb. Yeah. Come on, Dum Dum.
Jeez.
What the heck? What are you going to do?
Go to the beach?
Yeah. That's why I'm here, right? I don't know. What it just, it's so frustrating. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
The things he's saying. It didn't even make any, I can't believe he's saying it.
Well, that's right. There's only one thing we can do now.
I used to thank him.
Yeah.
Well, I thought him.
I
was told.
Yeah. Well, there's only one thing we can do now.
All right. What do you think?
We've got to go to the beach.
Hey, go to the beach.
We're going to the beach, baby.
Elbow room, possibly?
Yeah, the elbow room, definitely.